At the National Farmers Union meeting in Omaha, we're going to visit with Joe Maxwell, who is the Director of Rural Development and Outreach for the Humane Society of the United States. Well, Joe, nice to visit with you again. Just wanted to get an update from you on a few issues that are out there. One of those that we've followed pretty closely here the last week or so is the passage in Iowa of the bill that is designed to kind of keep folks out of agricultural operations under false pretenses, getting in there and doing the undercover videos and that type of thing. And I'm just curious, from HSUS standpoint, how you're looking at that.
Well, you know, it's absolutely the backwards way of looking at this. Anytime you try to block whistleblower type activity, I think you wind up with horrendous outcomes, in this case for the animals on the farms. It could be as well for the environment or worker treatment. And so I think it's backwards for agriculture to think that's the fix. The fix is to get in there and work to resolve the issues that are within those practices.
And, of course, the other side argues that people shouldn't be getting onto their farms, deceiving them as to what their true intentions are. And I guess, you know, from somebody that owns a business, you can kind of understand that too.
Absolutely. I have a farm. I raise pigs. So I am very sensitive to the producers' discussions about, you know, the concerns of having somebody on there that doesn't understand what's really happening in their operations. But these cases that we have seen, you know, are horrendous. This is about true abuse to the animal and those practices within those production models. So I don't think they have the case to make that, you know, it's about coming in and attacking the Joe Maxwells or others around the country. And I think it's wrong to ever put a gag provision in the law. I think that this is just the wrong direction to go. It silences the real information that's out there, and I think the public, as a general rule, will suffer because of it.
Now, you mentioned you were working on a compromise on this issue, some kind of a compromise?
Well, I think there's always a way we can kind of approach this, but it would never involve the language that was in Iowa. In Iowa, it's just a strict restriction, and you put the burden on the person doing it, and you make them criminals. And HSUS and myself are not willing to discuss those types of bills at all that put the burden on the whistleblower. But there's always room for dialogue. And we see in other states these types of bills being introduced and moving. And we would love to sit down and have dialogue and think that, you know, that's the best way to resolve this, as opposed to running in one day, pushing a bill through the House, the Senate, and putting it on a governor's desk. There's no way to even have a dialogue about what's a better approach to this issue.
Well, talk to me a little bit about how would the approach be changed.
Well, I think that, you know, we've been reaching out. My job is to reach out to whether it's the National Pork Producers Council or whether that's to the legislature, whether that's the Cattlemen's Association, to really reach out, sit down, let's talk about these issues. Humane Society of the United States has four issues that it's concerned about and believes it is extreme, and I agree with it. That's our tail docking on our dairy cattle. The AVMA, others have come out and said it's absolutely not necessary. Gestation crates for sows, we see the movement with McDonald's and others. The public believes that is an extreme confinement. I personally believe it's extreme confinement and is abusive to that animal. Gestation battery cages for our hens. We've got the UEP deal. We'd love to sit down with the pork producers and ask them what's wrong with that. We've sat down with the egg producers in the United States. We have an arrangement, a deal. We'd love to have them on board. And right now they're fighting us tooth and nail trying to kill that bill, and I just think that's wrong. Finally, the veal crates, for which even the veal checkoff says, you know, we've got to get out of those practices.
And as you're aware, of course, the big concern on the other side is that if you give them an inch, they'll take a mile.
Absolutely. And I understand that argument. But, you know, without having the dialogue, without being able to sit down, meet each other, build that relationship, the UEP deal that we have, pushing for federal legislation, is an example where an industry sitting down with the Humane Society of the United States, with Wayne Pacelli and his team, which I'm part of, and having a dialogue is the right way to go, and is an example of where it works. So we would encourage them, let's sit down, let's talk about these issues.
You've been on board, what, a year or so or a little more? Do you feel like you've had an impact on changing some of the direction of HSUS as far as some of their thinking?
Yeah, I think what I've been able to do, and I have a great amount of respect for the organization, but I've helped them refocus their initiatives and where they are and their dialogue and how to talk about it. As a producer and a boy that grew up on the farm, sometimes it's just how, when we want to sit down at the table, how we talk about the issue. What words mean is very important. You're in a business where communication's everything. And I think that what I've really been able to do is help fine-tune that communication and build back some trust within the communities. HSUS has not always, had the negative image as what it has in some ag communities in the past. That's only a new issue to them, and we're trying to work to overcome that, demonstrate clearly you can trust them, that these are the four issues they're working diligently to remove, and that they have basis, sound basis for saying these four practices should be eliminated. And we're also working harder now to focus on family farmers that we want to celebrate. Right here at the Farmers Union, this is all about family farmers. National Farmers Union, I'm a member in Missouri, is about celebrating those traditional family farmers and bringing their product to market.